Hello, this is Commissioner Kyler, elected in District 2, Finksburg, Hampstead, and Manchester. Been on the job 18 months, completed two budgets, and I still love Carroll County and love doing this job. We need your input. Please call me at 443-986-1458 or email me at kkyler@carrollcountymd.gov. We do monthly podcasts. In the future podcasts, I'd love other people to join me, and we can either do it one for 5 minutes and the other for 5 minutes, or we can do it as a discussion. This week's podcast is for Sunday, June 30th. The following ones, which would all be the week before, Sunday, August 4th, Sunday, September 8th, Sunday, October 13, Sunday, November 17, and Sunday, December 22. Reach out if you're interested in being on one with me, it'll be fun, and I'm sure the taxpayers would love to hear from more than just me. We've been busy. Commissioner's a part-time job with a full-time commitment. I've learned a lot, and I learned a lot on BOE before this, and I think that knowledge has helped with this. We've done two budgets. We've completed this one. We're always working on the budget. We're always working to analyze it and make sure things fall within it, and we're looking at next year. Constantly approving spending, grants, changes within the budget, budget transfers from other entities. I'm not thrilled with how we've done a budget the last 2 years. We've slapped one-time money on it both years. We've added things to the budget. I'm a fiscal conservative and don't advocate increasing taxes, but our taxes are actually lower than they were in 1997. And that tax rate has sustained us. We've added EMS, blueprints, added other requirements. We've increased the sheriff for public safety. We've added some services. We've deleted some people. We've deleted some services. And I think we need to look hard. Do we want to increase revenue, or do we want to decrease services to the taxpayers? And I think we really need to look at that. And I'm hoping this coming year we either reduce things in the budget to make it balance, or raise revenue to make it balance. We can't hide our heads in the sand 3 years in a row. Solar on ag was settled in Carroll County. My opinion is solar doesn't belong on ag, particularly ag remainders, but the state of Maryland thinks differently, and they control it. They can overrule us. So far, I think there's been 84 submittals to them to overrule other counties in the state of Maryland, and they've ruled to overrule them in every case. So we need to keep fighting for our property rights here and for local control, but it's going to be an uphill battle. We've continued with Ag Prez, and that's been positive. I'd like to mention now a little bit on dissolved air flotation residuals, DAF. We have the right to control storage of it. We did a moratorium. We did a public hearing yesterday, and at the end of the public hearing, we decided to ban all storage of DAF in Carroll County. Now, it's important that the residents know we cannot control the hauling and spreading. That is under the State Department of Agriculture. I emailed them yesterday, told them the decision we made. They told me on June 21st, I believe, they submitted emergency regulations on spreading and hauling and permits required to do so. I've asked them yesterday if we can get a copy of what they've done and when they think it'll be effective. Our ruling yesterday will be effective as soon as it's formally written and we sign it. So it could be a week until it takes effect, but we made the decision. Down in Finksburg, the bridge replacements on Route 91 are still causing a lot of traffic issues on county roads, which isn't the recommended state detour, but all of us travelers in Carroll County quickly learn where there's construction and our best way in our mind to get around it. But we need to remember we're on, in some cases, single lane county roads, and we need to observe the speed limits and respect the people that live on those roads. We've been working with Baltimore County and our roads department and the state to try to minimize disruption on county roads, but it's hard. The state had a meeting on the intersection of 91 and 140, and I know there's a lot of concerns on safety there and safety on 140 in general. They did decide that their proposed modifications to the interchange weren't realistic. I think they're going to work on the light, work on turn lanes, and work on some other options that came up from citizens that attended that night, and hopefully we'll see a safer intersection without disruptions to businesses and residents. EMS hiring's going well. We've gotten a good start on it. We're developing a good hybrid fire and EMS system, but it's very challenging. We're now spending over $33 million per year to make that happen. Again, that's another reason when we have $33 million in the budget that probably 20 of it wasn't there 3 years ago, we either need to increase revenues or we need to learn how to tweak this system. I think we need the chief and ESAC, the committee that advises the chief, to really look at this and look at modifications they can make in the best interest of the taxpayers. I'm not sure we need 13 EMS locations in Carroll County. Everything I've heard in the last 18 months while I've been here is things that need to be added to it, and I dread where we're going to be if we try to make this $33 million system into $50 million. I'm not sure we can afford it. It was a poorly designed plan, but the longer it goes, the harder it's going to be to tweak it. I cannot stress enough our positive relationship with our delegation, all six of our delegates, including the two senators. Mako helps that relationship. In August, we go down to Mako. The networking is awesome. The classes are good. The sessions are good. Some of the education is good. But the networking that can happen while that's going on is awesome. Last year, we met the governor, lieutenant governor, probably 6 to 8 of the secretaries of departments, in some cases, two of them at once to coordinate projects, and I'm looking forward to doing the same thing this year. Commissioner Rothstein and I also decided 2 years ago that we would attend Mako sessions in Annapolis on Wednesdays, whether they were virtual or live. We'd do it in Annapolis and visit our senators and delegates, and in the last 2 years, we visited Chris West, Josh Stanko, Justin Reedy, April Rose, Chris Tomlinson, Eric Boucher, and many other senators and delegates not in our delegation, not representing Carroll County, but representing the state. I'll mention a little bit the libraries. I did my chamber breakfast at Finksburg Library earlier this week, and did a tour of the library, and we talked. I've maintained that we have one of the best libraries in the state, maybe beyond the state. $11.5 million in taxpayer dollars goes to those libraries every year. We also maintain and build all of their buildings and do other things for the library. We've had some issues with them. There's some money being held, $160,000 that was added to the $11 million. That all needs to be discussed. I still have concerns about whether or not we're have libraries open on Sundays. Frederick County, Baltimore County, Harrod County, Montgomery County, I think it's nine counties have some branches open on Sundays. And I'm not sure why we can't do that. The commissioners actually gave money to Carroll County Public Library a few years back to open on Sundays, and COVID disrupted that, which I understand, but I think we need to talk about Sunday hours, and particularly if that's what the taxpayers seem to want. Again, Kenny Kyler, District 2, Finksburg, Hampstead, Manchester. And I'd love to hear from you. Please call me at 443-986-1458. That is my cell number. Or email me at kkyler@carrollcountymd.gov. Thank you very much for listening to me, and I'm sure we'll be talking.